Oasis Audio presents Pearl Buck in China by Hilary Sperling. Read for you by Hilary Sperling.
Chapter 1. Family of Ghosts. Pearl Seidenstricker was born into a family of ghosts. She was the fifth of seven children, and when she looked back afterward at her beginnings, she remembered a crowd of brothers and sisters at home, tagging after their mother, listening to her sing, and begging her to tell stories. We looked out over the paddy fields and the thatched roofs of the farmers in the valley, and in the distance a slender pagoda seemed to hang against the bamboo on a hillside, Pearl wrote, describing a storytelling session on the veranda of the family house above the Yangtze River. But we saw none of these. What they saw was America, a strange, dreamlike, alien homeland where they had never set foot. The siblings who surrounded Pearl in these early memories were dreamlike as well. Her older sisters, Maud and Edith, and her brother Arthur, had all died young in the course of 6 years from dysentery, cholera, or malaria. Edgar, the eldest, 10 years of age when Pearl was born, stayed just long enough to teach her to walk, but a year or two later he was gone too. Sent back to be educated in the United States, he would be a young man of 20 before his sister saw him again. He left behind a new baby brother to take his place, and when she needed company of her own age, Pearl peopled the house with her dead siblings. These three, who came before I was born and went away too soon, somehow seemed alive to me, she said. Every Chinese family had its own quarrelsome, mischievous ghosts who could be appealed to, appeased, or comforted with paper people, houses, and toys. As a small child lying awake in bed at night, Pearl grew up listening to the cries of women on the street outside.